Today, the Newfound Records Radio Hour has the Christmas spirit, featuring Newfoundland Christmas music so old, it's new. Christmas music that'll make you smile. Christmas music that'll make you weep. Depending on time, we'll hear from the McNulty family, Joan Morrissey, Dick and Bonnie Lou Nolan, Little John Cameron, the Newfoundland Show Band, and more. And to start, here's Kelly Russell. From 1979, Kelly Russell, his album Kelly's Green Christmas, the traditional in praise of Christmas. Back in 1979, Kelly had the idea of recording his own Christmas album, playing 12 instruments on it to celebrate the 12 days of Christmas. And the splendid album it is, I think that one was only available on cassette tape, in fact, and I suspect that it's no longer available. Now, next, to start off with a fine vintage tune from the McNulty family, known as the Royal Family of Irish Entertainment. The McNulty family are a New York-based Irish-American trio. They had a pervasive influence on Newfoundland music, beginning back in the 1930s, and, you know, it continues right up until today. But their heyday, as far as recordings go, well, I guess it began in 1936 with their first recording and continued on through the 50s. I'm not sure when they made their last recording, but not sure if it extended into the 1960s or not. They had a radio program down in America. It was called the Irish Showboat, and they were an incredibly popular group. Mainly, they worked in New York. They also toured to Chicago, to Boston, and even once, as I understand it, to Newfoundland. The group's music was introduced to the island by Gerald S. Doyle. He's well known as the St. John's merchant who sold the records throughout the island and sponsored local radio programs for more than 30 years. The McNulty family have been a huge influence on Province's singers and musicians from days ago, like John White and the Newfoundland Show Band, Joan Morrissey, and even today, and groups like Shanny Gannock, who have just recently released an album entitled Tribute to the McNulty Family. We are going to hear a song composed by Charles Frank Horn of Pennsylvania. This one is old, folks. He wrote it in 1883. The song is Miss Fogarty's Christmas Cake. You'll probably recognize the tune as the same tune as Johnny Burke's Trinity Cake, and he actually adapted to lyrics to that, Newfoundlandized it, and that has become a very popular Newfoundland song. So then, you hungry? Well, grab your eating utensils, and in this case, it's a hatchet and a saw, and see if you can break loose a piece of Miss Fogarty's Christmas Cake.
As I sat at my window last evening, the letterman brought unto me a little get-touch invitation saying, Gil Hoogly, come over to tea. Sure, I knew that the Fogarty sent it,
So I went just for old friendship's sake, and the first thing they give me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. Now there was plums and prunes and cherries, there was citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure 'twould build up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice at the rate in a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to taste it, but really there wasn't no use. They worked at it over an hour, and they couldn't get none of it loose. Till Kelly come in with the hatchet, and Murphy come in with the saw. That cake was enough be the powers to paralyze any man's jaw. Now there was plums and prunes and cherries, there was citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure 'twould build up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice at the rate in a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a paycock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she fell over Flanagan's brogans, and she spilt the homebrew in her tay. Oh, Gilhooly, she cried, you're not eating, try a little bit more for my sake. No thanks, Mrs. Fogarty, says I, but I'd like the receipt of that cake. Now there was plums and prunes and cherries, there was citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure 'twould build up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice at the rate in a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Maloney was took with the colic, McNulty complained of his head, McFadden lay down on the sofa, and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Daly fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake, while every man swore he was poisoned through eating Miss Fogarty's cake. Now there was plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure 'twould build up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice at the rate in a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
On the Newfound Records Radio Hour, that was the McNulty family with Miss Fogarty's Christmas Cake. Now, the idea of setting a Christmas song to the rhythm of an Irish jig occurred to three Irish songwriters in the 1950s. Gee, that would seem to be a given these days, but I guess it was a new idea back then. The three composers were John Redmond, James Cavanagh, and Frank Weldon. The song Christmas in Killarney was a big hit for Irish tenor Dennis Day in 1951, and that's the year it was also popularized by Bing Crosby on his album Merry Christmas, and that was one of the staple Christmas albums in our household and in many others from years gone by. Now, what do you know about Killarney? It's a lovely town in the southwest part of Ireland, and tourism is by far the largest industry in Killarney. There are more hotel beds in Killarney than in any other Irish town or city, with the exception of Dublin, so that speaks to its popularity as a tourist destination. I have a version of the song by Joan Morrissey from her album Round About Christmas that she released originally in 1972. That made it one of the earliest Christmas albums by a Newfoundland recording artist. How grand it feels to kick your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys at home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to kick your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. John before he's gone. We'll bless the house and all. How grand it feels to kick your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Oh, wonderful Christmas music there, as only Joan Morrissey can sing it, from 1972, Christmas in Killarney. Now, next we have Newfoundland's Bing Crosby, a crooner born in Shea Heights, Patiguirin, who released several albums beginning in 1979, and his Christmas album, entitled A Newfoundland Christmas, was released in 1979. We are going to hear a cut from that, which is entitled Christmas Roses. Regarding the album, a reviewer at the time of the album's release said that Patiguirin has come up with a very musical tribute to Christmas, which any audiophile would be proud to find in his stocking. The song was originally popularized by Hank Snow. From 1987, Patiguirin, Christmas Roses.
Christmas roses to you I'm sending. May they bring you Christmas joy, though we're apart. Christmas roses will say I love you as their tender message echoes from my heart. While I can't be with you on this Christmas day, remember that I'll always love you though I'm far away. Christmas roses to you I'm sending.
Newfoundland's Velvet Fog, Patiguirin. Now, not everyone is bubbling with joy and happiness at Christmas, and we're going to take a little run for some eggnog right now, and we're also going to grab a box of tissues, because after our break, we've got four songs for the down and out at Christmas.
Some like it hot. Some like it on the rocks. Me, I like it fair. Fair trade coffee means that farmers improve their living conditions while respecting the environment. And it tastes really good. For a decent cup of coffee, look for the transfer logo. It's your guarantee that the coffee growers were paid a fair price and that the environment is protected. For more information, call 514-522-2000 or 1-888-663-3247. This message has been brought to you by Équiterre with the support of the Canadian International Development Agency.
This is CJMR FM, 93.5.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, where the unexpected is the norm, and today we've got the Christmas spirit. Now, not everyone is bubbling with joy and happiness at Christmas time. There are some that are lonely, heartbroken, hungry, sick, and victims of alcohol abuse. There's pain and there's suffering at Christmas, and it can run deep. And I got four country songs coming up right now that are absolutely full of Christmas misery. And at first, it's from the album Atlantic Christmas, and this was the very first recording of Christmas music by a Newfoundlander. It's by Dick Nolan and his daughter Bonnie Lou. It was released in 1967 when Bonnie Lou was just 5 years old. Bonnie Lou went on to record three more albums in the early 1970s. Now, the good news about that very old album is that within the last few years, it's become available on compact disc. And boy, does it sound great. And it even has two bonus songs on it that weren't on the original vinyl LP. And the song that I've chosen was written by the late Ben Weatherby. Ben was best known as a producer of country and western music for ARC Records through the 1960s. But he wrote the song Blue at Christmas, and Dick Nolan does an absolutely bang-up job on it. Folks, from 1967. The lights up on the Christmas tree keep going off and on. They seem to say, you're all alone. She's gone, gone, gone. You've never had the blues till you've been blue at Christmas.
Well, you've never had the blues till you've been blue at Christmas. When all the world seems happy as can be. If you were only here, then we'd sing White Christmas beside the fire and our Christmas tree. The wood up on the fire doesn't want to burn, as though it had a mind, it's waiting for your one return. You've never had the blues till you've been blue at Christmas, and it seems I'll spend this Christmas without you. Seems that I'm the only one that's unhappy, unhappy in the happy time of year. Well, the lights upon the Christmas tree keep going off and on. They seem to say, you're all alone, she's gone, gone, gone. You've never had the blues till you've Christmas, and it seems as though this Christmas I'll be blue. Yes, it seems as though this Christmas I'll be blue.
Blue at Christmas with Dick Nolan. Now continuing with our Christmas blues theme. When Stompin' Tom Connors says he's down on Christmas, he's got a right to say that, as you're about to hear. He's got a broken hip, the grip, his wife left him. He can't drink, he can't eat fried food. He's depressed, he's got no heat, no credit. He's hungry, and for Christmas dinner, a slice of meat that was cut so thin, it only had one side.
Well, here I am, down on Christmas, after being up all year. Broke my hip, caught the grip, and my good wife disappeared. I hit the floor like an apple core when Doc took me off of the beer. It's hard to be down on Christmas after being up all year. After being up all year, I can't find any cheer. It's hard to be down on Christmas after being up all year. Yeah, here I am down on Christmas, and I can't eat nothing fried. Had a slice of meat that was cut so thin, it only had one side. I feel a lot like a dirty sock that Santa Claus won't come near. It's hard to be down on Christmas after being up all year. After being up all year, I can't find any cheer. It's hard to be down on Christmas after being up all year. Here I am down on Christmas, and to add to my concern, I got some coal in the kitchen stove, guaranteed not to burn. And I'd like to tell that guy with the bell he can go shove it into his ear. It's hard to be down on Christmas after being up all year. After being up all year, I can't find any cheer. It's hard to be down on Christmas after being up all year. Here I am down on Christmas, and my credit's off at the store. A religious group sent a box of soup, but it came to the guy next door. I thumped the wall, but he never called, and I'd like to say right here, it's hard to be down on Christmas after being up all year. After being up all year, I can't find any cheer. It's hard to be down on Christmas after being up all year. It's hard to be down on Christmas after being up all year.
Stompin' Tom Connors, Down on Christmas. On the Newfound Records Radio Hour at 93.5 CHMR, we're continuing with our Christmas blues set. Now, I hope you got that box of hankies nearby, because you're going to need them for this one. A song written and sung by John Cameron. He was known as Little John Cameron, or later in his career as Little Johnny Cameron. Now, this is a rare 45 RPM single. I actually played this song last year on the Christmas show, and I had a record of the song that skipped. But this year, I've been able to come up with a much better recording, and we can hear the whole song without skips, I'm very pleased to say. So here's one of the greatest tearjerkers that you're ever going to hear at Christmas, and I don't know where else you're going to hear that, but right here on the Newfound Records Radio Hour, because it is a very rare recording on the Cinda label from 1972, produced by Fred McKenna, well-known guitarist and singer from, I think, Nova Scotia. Little Johnny Cameron, then, he sings his own composition. It's called Jimmy's Last Christmas, and it's a sad song of gifts under the tree, of little Jimmy's walk home from a Christmas party, a car without a light, a driver's brain paralyzed by alcohol, a crushed teddy. Little Jim will see Santa Claus no more.
The fairy lights are shining bright upon my Christmas tree. The gifts are waiting on the floor for everyone to see. Balloons and a paper Santa Claus sparkle in the lights to fill his little heart with joy upon this Christmas night. Down the street a little boy dances in the snow. His tiny arms are filled with toys, his cheeks are all aglow. He hurries home to tell his dad of the games and all the fun, and the funny man with the big red nose who had gifts for everyone. Around the corner, down the street, the house is soon in sight. The snowman that his daddy made cheers a chilly night. And now he sees his mom and dad standing up ahead. They're waiting now to welcome him and tuck him safe in bed. Then suddenly from nowhere comes a car without a light. The driver's eyes stare out at him, paralyzed with fright. Too late he sees a little face that pleads with him in vain. For his hands are frozen to the wheel by the whiskey in his brain. His toys are all forgotten now, scattered by the blow. His teddy lies beneath the wheels, its legs crushed in the snow.
All is silent in the street as the engine stops its roar. For little Jim on Christmas Eve will see Santa Claus no more.
Little John Cameron, Jimmy's Last Christmas. Okay, and here comes our final shot of Christmas pain and misery for today, courtesy of Ernest Tubb from 1964. His darling left him, his heart is ice, his dreams have gone up in smoke, and he's trimming his Christmas tree with teardrops.
I'm trimming my Christmas tree with teardrops. I'm crying 'cause my darling's far away. Since she sent back my presents and said we had to part, a million icy snowflakes have fallen on my heart. I'm throwing my dreams into the fire and watching as they burn and disappear. I'm trimming my Christmas tree with teardrops. There'll be no Merry Christmas this year. Watching as they burn and disappear. I'm trimming my Christmas tree with teardrops. There'll be no Merry Christmas this year.
Ernest Tubb, trimming my Christmas tree with teardrops. Okay, let's take another break. When Newfound Records returns, we've got not one, but two father-daughter Christmas duets.
Are you a global citizen?
Someone who believes in social justice?
Sustainable development?
Volunteering at home and abroad to build a better world?
Then GlobalCitizensForChange.ca is the place for you.
Join our online community to discuss issues, discover opportunities, and share your stories.
Meet other Canadians who have made a difference locally.
And globally.
Be a global citizen. Visit globalcitizensforchange.ca.
And find us on Facebook by searching Global Citizens Connect. This project is funded by CETA.
One love.
One love, one station, CHMR
93.5. Hey, do you like good old country music? Why don't you join me each and every Friday night from 9 until midnight for the Good Old Country Show on radio station 93.5 FM.
I'm Wayne Tucker, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, spinning the music of Newfoundland and Labrador from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, the vinyl era. And today we're in the Christmas spirit. Be sure to visit the program's companion website, newfoundrecords.ca. It's loaded with sacks full of great information about the program. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. If you missed the Saturday at noon broadcast, well, you can catch the rebroadcast on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Now, continuing with the Christmas spirit, but this time we're going to lift things up a little, a lot actually, with a Christmas duet by Dick and Bonnie Lou Nolan. As I said earlier, Bonnie was just 5 years old when this was recorded, and it's a rare duet by the two. They performed a lot together through the late 1960s and into the early 70s, but as far as records go, there was very few duets. There was two or three that they recorded. And even on this Christmas album, this is the only duet on there, although Dick sings several songs solo and Bonnie Lou sings several songs solo. The song is the old classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's taken from the album Atlantic Christmas, originally released in 1967 and now available on compact disc.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would really say it glows. Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer felt him as I shouted up with glee,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
On the Newfound Records Radio Hour, Dick and Bonnie Lou Nolan. Now here's another father-daughter duet, actually a father and two of his daughters. The father is Michael T. Wall, best known as the singing Newfoundlander, and the daughters, Sarah and Sabrina, and they were aged 11 and 7 respectively when they recorded a 45 RPM single. The song was called Sarah Claus, and Michael T. Wall co-wrote that with Nicholas Amodio and John Covert. He is backed up here, or they are backed up here, by the Crystal Image Band with steel guitar player Gary Patterton. The song, Sarah Claus, with Michael T. Wall, Sarah and Sabrina Wall.
Everyone's feeling Christmas cheer. The kids are at their best. No one doubts that Santa will come. Doubt would be a jest, but up around the North Pole, it's not the way it should be. Santa's bundle in his bed with a fever of 103. Santa Claus wiped Santa's brow as he moaned, this will never do. All the children will be waiting, I'm in a heck of a stew. Sarah said, you just lie still, there's something I've got to say. I have a little surprise for you that'll take care of Christmas Day. Sarah, Sarah Claus, she'll save the day. Came back in his eyes. Could it be true that Mrs. C could make this famous ride? He watched her as she donned his clothes. The elves filled up the sleigh. And when the reindeer were all hitched up,
she shouted up, up and away.
Grown-ups dream of peace on earth. Children dream of toys. Every home is filled with love. Every heart with joy. All the kids around the world think Santa's on his way. Sarah Claus, she'll save the day. Time had passed and Santa was worried. It's almost daylight, he moaned. I know that Sarah will do her best, but can't she do this job alone? All at once came a sound, sleigh bells and a voice in the wind.
Come on, Dancer, come on, Prancer, in a flash we see drove in.
She opened the door, shook the snow from her coat, and gave Mr. C a big grin. Santa smiled as Sarah said,
let Christmas begin.
He wrapped his arms around her, she said,
now don't you fret. You can't believe the fun I've had. It's a Christmas that I won't forget.
Sarah Claus, you saved Christmas Day.
Michael T. Wall with his daughters Sarah and Sabrina. Sarah Claus, fine effort there. Now, have you got a song around your house that just has to be played at Christmas, or it seems like there's something missing? Well, there's one at our house, and if it's not played, it'll be asked for. It's by Stompin' Tom Connors. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Well, there's old Grandpappy, and he sure looks happy with Granny just a-slapping her knees. There's old Aunt Mary with funny Uncle Harry, and they're trying to give the baby a squeeze. There's long-lost cousins, kitties by the dozens, and they're gonna stay the whole day long. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Turkey's on the table now, and when you're feeling able, you can take another helping if you will. But soon as you eat it, I'm afraid you gotta beat it, 'cause you're gonna give the chair to Brother Bill. And hey, Uncle Marty, it's an all-night party, and don't you pour the drinks too strong. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through.
Stompin' Tom Connors. I think that was recorded in 1970, the title song from his album Merry Christmas Everybody. Now back to Dick Nolan and the Atlantic Christmas album, which I've been sort of featuring here today. The first Christmas album recorded in this province. And as I said earlier, there were two bonus songs at that album that weren't included on the original. It's actually one of the songs, Frosty the Snowman, is actually a different arrangement from a version that did appear on the earlier album. And the arrangement that wasn't included, I'm about to play right now, and I think it's one of the finest songs on there. It's a really jazzy country swing arrangement on the song, and there's some fine musicianship on here. And on this cut, the musicians really seem to let loose. And of course, they aren't identified on the album. But from what I know, I'd be willing to bet that it's Mickey McGivern and the Mustangs on here, and I do believe that the steel guitar player is none other than Buddy Cage, who went on to fame as the steel guitarist with New Riders of the Purple Sage. He replaced Jerry Garcia as steel guitar player for that group when Garcia left. He also played steel guitar for the likes of Bob Dylan, Ian and Sylvia, Anne Murray, and Dick Nolan. Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made of coal. Frosty the Snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know that he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat he found, for when he placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and have some fun before I melt away. Down through the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there and everywhere, saying, fetch me if you can. Streets of town, right through the traffic cop. The only time he turned his head when he heard them holler stop. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Yes, he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
1967, Dick Nolan. Here's another song that goes back a long way. From 1972, one of the very earliest Newfoundland Christmas albums, one of the top three. The first was Atlantic Christmas by Dick Nolan, and the next two were Joan Morrissey's Roundabout Christmas, and this one by the Newfoundland Show Band. Well, Christmas in Newfoundland was the title of the album, and the cut you're about to hear is Christmas in My Hometown. This was recorded by Charlie Pride in 1970. The Newfoundland Show Band, Christmas in My Hometown.
There's a white Christmas in my hometown, where the streets are snowy shining bright, and the lights and all the trees are burning, for old Santa's sure to come this very night. There are jingle bells and Christmas carols singing by the children who are walking in the street. Folks are smiling and they're saying Merry Christmas, for there's joy in their hearts as they meet. Oh, the Christmas chimes are ringing in the tower, jingle bells can be heard all around. Time for all to go and wait for Santa's coming, cause it's Merry Christmas here in my hometown. I can hear the reindeer in the distance, all the sleigh bells are ringing loud and clear. Little eyes are closed in their slumber, they're all waiting for old Santa to appear. Oh, the Christmas chimes are ringing in the tower, jingle bells can be heard all around. Time for all to go and wait for Santa's coming, cause it's Merry Christmas here in my hometown.
The Newfoundland Show Band, Christmas in My Hometown. Now next, Here's a song from a Christmas album that I've never played before on this show. Just added to my collection over the past year. The album's called Till the Christmas Bells Ring. It was released in 1988, probably on cassette tape only, by Brian Finn. And I think all of the songs, or most of them anyway, were written by a fellow by the name of Pat Casey, who's from Torbay. And Pat Casey and Brian Finn seem to be quite a songwriter-singer team. Because Brian Finn released, I think it's probably two or three albums which were composed of the music that was written almost entirely by Pat Casey. And here we have the ditty Bop with Santa. This is a very jivable rock and roller. Gonna bop with Santa on Saturday night.
Mary Ann sat wringing her hands. I had a man since heaven knows when. Saint Santa is coming on Christmas Eve night. And if I can have him, everything is alright. Gonna bop him with Santa on Saturday night. Hug and kiss him and hold him so tight. But he won't love me, but that's alright. Gonna bop with Santa on Saturday night. But Santa, he landed on the roof of the house, and down the chimney as quiet as a mouse. Mary Ann grabbed him and tied him up tight, saying, you're bopping with me, baby, on Saturday night. I'm gonna bop with Santa on Saturday night. Hug and kiss him and hold him so tight. But he won't love me, but that's all right. Gonna bop with Santa on Saturday night. I wanna bop him with Santa on Saturday night. Hug and kiss him and hold him so tight. But he won't love me, but that's alright. Gonna bop him with Santa on Saturday night. Gonna bop him with Santa on Saturday night. Gonna bop him with Santa on Saturday night.
Okay, well, we're winding down here on the Newfound Records Radio Hour. We're gonna take you out with Patty Guerin again. The song that was written in 1940, poolside at the Baltimore Hotel in Phoenix, Arizona, in the middle of the summer. The version of the song that was eventually recorded by Bing Crosby became the best-selling single of all time. Estimated sales in excess of 50 million copies. Crosby recorded the song with the John Scott Trotter Orchestra and the Ken Derby Singers for Decca Records in just 18 minutes in 1942. Released as part of an album of six 78 RPM songs from the film Holiday Inn. The song initially performed poorly and was overshadowed by the film's first hit song, Be Careful, It's My Heart. Within a few months, however, White Christmas topped the charts and it remained there for 11 weeks. Won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. Crosby's version was ranked number 2 on the Songs of the Century list, behind only Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow, as voted by members of the Recording Industry Association of America. From 1987, Patty Guerin, White Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and the bright
Thank you for listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at CMHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's. Produced and hosted by me, Wayne Tucker. Be sure to tune in again next Saturday at noon or catch the rebroadcast Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Until next time, as always, be kind to Mother Earth and her children. Merry Christmas, everybody. And remember, when you get on the eggnog, let somebody else drive. Bye-bye.